Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Pires. We do have some news, though, from Sri Lanka's probable squad. Let me repeat, probable squad for the forthcoming Zimbabwe series and a peep at what the squad would be, especially for the Asia Cup. Some big droppings, Dinesh Chandimal, Jeffrey Vandersey, Avishka Fernando, and Ishan Malinga have been left out. And there is a strong possibility that Wanindu Hasaranga, who's injured, will not tour Zimbabwe, but they will take a look at him for the forthcoming Asia Cup. That's the news I do have as far as the players who will not be seen in pursuit are concerned. And the selectors are looking at Nuvindu Fernando, Kamil Mishra, Dushan Hemantha, who's been among the runs in recent times, Vishen Halabage, and Dushmanta Chamira will most probably replace young Ishan Malinga, who will not be on tour up front for the Zimbabwe mini-series. Now, we also have another piece of news for you. Lasith Malinga has joined the coaching camp, which is now working very hard for the Zimbabwe tour. As far as the official confirmation is concerned, we should try and have it as soon as possible. And I assure you, no sooner I do have it, I'll have it relayed to you. Let's go across to Australia. Australia are disappointed. I mean, they were beaten by South Africa, and that too comprehensively, by a huge margin of 98 runs in the first one-day international. South Africa batting first made 296 for 8, Aidan Markram 82, Bauma 65, and Matthew Brees among the runs as well, 57. And surprisingly, it was only Travis Head who took 4 for 57, bowled with some sort of intent. And the Aussies were disappointing, bowled out for 198, with Mitch Marsh making 88. And sadly, the Aussie batters struggled against the spin of Keshav Maharaj, who ended with 5 for 33. Now, the press conference in India for India's T20 announcement ended up with a lot of controversy because Shreyas Iyer was ignored from the squad and the media felt that it was unfair, and also Jaiswal not being selected to represent India in the Asia Cup also raised eyebrows. Let's have a quick look at the strong Indian team because they will be favourites. Suryakumar Yadav will captain the team with Shubman Gill as his deputy. Abhishek Sharma, Tilak Varma, Hardik Pandya, Shivam Dubey, Abhishek Patel, Jitesh Sharma, Jasprit Bumrah, Arshdeep Singh, Varun Chakravarti, Kuldeep Yadav, Shandu Samson, Hashan Rana, and Rinku Singh. Amazingly, that the Indian squad has been announced yesterday. And like I made mention, of course, there was controversy. And people are still trying to find out what happened to Ravindra Jadeja not being in the squad. Of course, India is going with three top spinners in Akshar Patel, Kuldeep Yadav, and Varun Chakravarti. So they do have their controversy as well to live with. But then India does have a huge selection to cope with because they've got so many players playing international class cricket. Sandhu Samson will become the deputy wicketkeeper because he's done very well even in the IPL. So interesting. And I think the new ball will be shared between Jasprit Bumrah, Archdeep Singh, and also Harshik Rana. Interesting, isn't it? Well, that's it basically as far as the cricket news is concerned. And then in the rugby version, like I told you earlier, details of the Bradby Shield 79th encounter, the first leg to be played at Palekele, will be fully described to you on our next podcast, The Importance of the Blue Ribbon Rugby. That's it from me and Lakith Pires this morning. Get your headsets on as I spin a piece of music for your listening pleasure.